one of the moments I look forward to on a Sunday morning, which is the movie review. And this week we are chatting to Gail Edmonds on the movie review. And she joins us now for our weekly movie review. And this week we'll be talking about the critically acclaimed Oscar winner Minari, about a Korean family that sort of chases the American dream by starting a farm in the 1980s in Arkansas. Gail, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Hi, Zane. Yes, Minari's streaming on Showmax, so and we haven't had a chance to see it yet because of all the disruptions in the movies. So it got 6 Oscar nominations, and the actress Yoo Young-yun won for Best Supporting Actress. She's the grandmother in this film, and it's a really beautifully made film, and it's the writer director. Lee Isaac Chung, actually it's semi-autobiographical, as he actually did grow up on a farm in Arkansas in the 1980s, and it's sort of a slice of life of this family moving from California, having initially moved from Korea to California, where they seem to have made a really good life. Their kids were born there, and then they sort of up sticks and we meet them as they sort of driving through the great emptiness towards Arkansas with following the U-Haul truck they've hired to carry their stuff. And it seems that Jacob, the husband, is much more sort of keen on ending up in the middle of nowhere than his wife, Monica, who's a little concerned about arriving to find that they have a mobile home and not much else around it. And he sort of sets about farming, and she tries to find a way to sort of fit in. And their job is a sort of really weird one at the local chicken hatchery, where they look at chicken baby chicks to see which ones are boys and which ones are girls and separate them accordingly. And he obviously doesn't want to do that for much longer. So he starts sort of growing Korean vegetables, which he hopes to sell to his fellow immigrants. And what's so interesting, and then, of course, the grandmother arrived from Korea, and the little boy, David, who's one of the most delightful characters, he's about 5 years old, and he's horrified to discover, A, that his grandmother's sharing his bedroom, and B, that she's not what he calls a proper grandmother. She doesn't bake cookies. All she sort of cackles at him and sort of swears, and drinks his Mountain Dew juice. So it's quite I must say, for me, one of the most delightful is this little 5-year-old and this sort of elderly Korean woman trying to find their relationship in this strange place. And I think it takes on the strains of family life in a difficult situation where you are trying to make ends meet, as well as trying to find your place in society and trying to make friends. And the sort of little boy has health issues, which exacerbates the issue of being in the middle of nowhere. And the Minari of the title actually refers to a kind of watercress that is a very versatile vegetable, but that grows very well if you select the right place for it. So it's almost a metaphor for this family. And Granny brings it from Korea and plants it in an auspicious place, and it grows sort of wild. So it's about sort of adapting and finding the right place in the world for you and your family to thrive. So it's a delightful film, beautifully put together. And if you are looking for something to sort of relax with this afternoon, I would definitely recommend this one.
That's Minari on Showmax. Minari has a 98% critics rating from Rotten Tomatoes, and with the Empire magazine calling it a profound, detailed, perfect, and soulful slice of American family life. Why do you think this film specifically has sort of elicited such response?
I think it came at sort of a really interesting time, because it does take a look at immigrants sort of trying to find their place in a new country. And I think that's something that's very relevant globally. And I think also that idea of the American dream has been very undermined and sort of shown for being a bit of a sham over this sort of COVID period in America, because of the the hardships. And I think that because American culture obviously permeates the world, I think that everybody has some sense of what the American dream is. You know, if you work hard, you can do well. And this sort of shows that you can work hard and do well, but there's a lot in the middle that has to be dealt with too, and that you have to, that you need support, and that you need to find ways to be with your family. And I think that that is why it's perhaps resonated with so many audiences. And the fact that it is so beautiful, it's just beautiful to look at. The characters are so beautifully done, and you just you recognize people you know within the family unit, and it's extremely it's just a very engaging film with enough humor and some tragedy, and I think it's just a wonderful sort of celebration of life.
I'd love to see this grandmother fighting over Mountain Dew with the 5-year-old. Definitely will. I've just finished binging on on the good doctor, and I am patiently waiting for the next season to start and to come out. Anything else that we can binge on for the weekend?
Well, you know what I've been rewatching, funnily enough, is Downton Abbey, which is on Netflix at the moment. So from the beginning right through, I'd actually forgotten it. I think we watched it. We think it's quite a new thing, but actually it's quite an old series. And I've quite enjoyed rewatching that and seeing some of the sort of issues coming up in it, sort of the women's suffrage and sort of racism, sort of all sorts of interesting elements popping up here and there, and class. So it's quite a nice one if you're looking for something extremely sort of relaxing and not too, you know, not too much kung fu in it, because sometimes these hardcore action things on a Sunday afternoon can be a bit much.
Thanks very much. It's Gail Edmonds chatting to us this afternoon and giving us the movie review. And the movie on Showmax to watch this afternoon is Minari, as her suggestion is.